that it's normal, or their uncles or their stepfathers, but everybody does this. How are they ever going to find out that it's abnormal if they don't get taught at school? So there's a lot of territory to cover here. But I don't think that this judge has done anything wrong. Has he? 0345 6060 973. You cannot use, Muslim parents may be barred from using their religion, and let's again remove the word Muslim from that, because I bet you I could find a kind of hardcore born-again Christian, or other faith might fall into this category, I don't know, a Scientologist, I don't know. But I bet you I could find other parents who felt that their 9, 10, 11-year-old daughters shouldn't have to share a swimming pool with boys. It doesn't have to be specific to one faith. So the story actually, even though the couple involved in the case are of Muslim faith, the story is this. Parents may be barred from using their religion as an excuse to exclude children from school activities following a landmark decision by European judges. The European Court of Human Rights has said that a Muslim couple, but again, remove the word Muslim, a couple could not prevent their daughters from taking part in school-run swimming lessons simply because they objected to the presence of boys. So parents of, they're Swiss nationals, but of Turkish origin. They've had a massive dispute with their local authority. They're from Basel, and they refused to allow their children to take part in mandatory swimming lessons back in 2010. And as a result, they got fined £1,100. I think the judge is bang on the money, right? Can't, isn't it? You can't, there's no religion that teaches that 9-year-old girls shouldn't be in the presence of 9-year-old boys in a swimming pool. If you understand the religious objection, would you just explain it to me? I won't fall out with you, we won't have an argument. But it seems to me to be yet another example of the sexualisation of young people actually coming from old people, actually coming from adults. These kids want to play in water polo or just swim around the place, see who can hold their breath for the longest while doing lengths and breaths. And it's mum and dad that are thinking about sexual issues. Why would you not want your prepubescent school children to be having swimming lessons with people of the opposite sex? Oh, because all men are predators. Or even at 10? But I think the conversation we had in the last hour is really helpful here. Because we now know that context of verbal and mental abuse that women can be subjected to. And we all know that it starts at a very young age. So how do you insulate them from it? There's lots to get through. Hit the numbers now, you will get through. 0345 6060 973. Because I don't want to put words into anybody's mouth, but how many of us would respond differently to this question? Do you think that Muslim girls should be forced to learn to swim in the same class as boys, or that parents should be banned from withdrawing them? How many people would shout, yes, yes they should, yes that's quite right, but answer this question differently? Should you get to decide whether or not your daughters go swimming with boys? Well, yeah, I should. Do you see what I mean? The kind of possibility of a different answer to the question depending on how the question is phrased. Girls must learn to swim in same class as boys, including your girls, even if you don't want them to. Hang on a minute. You can't tell me what I can do with my own daughters. You don't get to decide whether my daughters go swimming with boys or not. Change that one word. Muslim girls must learn to swim in same class as boys. Quite right too. It's time they started doing more to integrate. How dare they suggest that they should be able to have their swimming lessons separately because mum and dad don't think that 10-year-old boys can be trusted. Have I got that word right? Is that a question of trust? Why would you do this? 0345 6060 973 is a number to call. Any angle you want on this, but I'm telling you now, as a fully paid up member of the liberal elite, that this is actually the right decision. This is a civilised decision. But it does also fit into that argument about sex education in schools, which a lot of people will feel that their children shouldn't have to do. But it's exactly the same issue to me as this one. It's about society actually subsuming the family. A lot of people are uncomfortable with that. A lot of, let us say, non-Muslim people on the right wing of politics are very uncomfortable with the idea of society telling them that their children have to have sex education, even if they don't want them to have it. Why? I don't know. Loss of innocence. Muslim parents don't want their daughters swimming with boys in the pool. Why? I don't know. Loss of innocence? Do you see what I mean? Or not? If you don't call in yet. If you do, pick apart the argument starting now. 0345 6060 973 is the number you need. Just on a lighter level, I don't know how you'd enforce it, because couldn't you just pretend you'd got verrucas or something like that? You don't have to make a political or a social or a religious issue out of it. Just say, oh, Doris can't go swimming this week, she's got verrucas, and then deliver the same message for the next 2 years until she's left school. I don't know. Let's crack on. Jeannie's in Oscourt. Jeannie, what made you pick up the phone?
I was just recording back to being a 9, 10, 11-year-old girl at school and having to go swimming with the boys. And what you fail to realise is that a 10-year-old girl, in terms of her development, is a lot different to a 10-year-old boy at that time.
I don't fail to realise. I've got one at home, but I mean, the point stands.
Just to comment.
Yes.
That actually...
And the development is visible in a swimsuit in the way that for a boy it just wouldn't be.
So you might have hair on your legs, you might have bigger boobs, or you might be missing swimming once a month for your period, in which case you could be teased for that.
Yes.
And it's not the boys are predators to you, but in some cases they're just too not mature enough to understand, and it can make girls feel completely uncomfortable.
Here's the thing. I know it's very unfashionable to actually look at what a court does rather than responding only to the verdict, and it's my fault that we haven't already broadened it out even more. If the parents had gone to the school and said, look, Doris is developing breasts or she's menstruating, can she be excused swimming this week? The school would have said, yes, that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
What the case is about is a religious exemption. That's precisely what the argument was. It's the right to religious expression that the judges have been contemplating. So when the parents said, we don't want Doris to go swimming because of our religion, that's when the judge steps in and says, sorry, mate. No, can do.
But I, in some cases, agree with that because of religion.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because parent's religion, and it's not confined to Switzerland. I live in a city here in London, as you do, where we covered last year a story about a Jewish school where the mothers had been sent letters telling them not to drive their children to school because that was an unsuitable pastime for a woman. You think that a parent's religion should actually allow them to pull their children out of formal educational practices?
Not formal educational practice, but in the case of swimming, it's quite...
Swimming is part of the formal education, it's on the curriculum.
But in the case of swimming, because of the nature of it, or in stuff gymnastics when you're in leotard, because I do agree to some extent that they can be excused, because of the nature of it, because you are being stripped to a swimsuit or being stripped to a leotard, and that can be... obviously an issue in some religions. I do agree with that.
Do you really? So you think the judge was wrong?
Yeah,
the European Court of Human Rights?
But I agree with that for any reason. For instance, in my case, it was actually I didn't want to be in a swimming pool with boys for other reasons, and I was made to. And I think maybe that's why I feel that way about the situation.
Do you feel so passionately that you should have been excused swimming lessons?
Yeah,
you accept anybody else's rationale for wanting the same treatment?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't, because for me it's right up there with somebody saying, well, my religious faith doesn't believe in medicine, so I don't want my child to be treated, and you'd expect society to step in there.
I don't think it's on the same level as that.
You're accusing me of reaching for the nuclear button a little bit early in this conversation.
I just feel that in the case of being made to wear a swimsuit or being stripped down to that level, you should have the choice to not have to do that if you don't feel comfortable with it, for whatever reason.
Okay, because I can agree with a lot of reasons, but I won't agree with the religion reason. I don't believe that a parent's religion should enable them to demand that their child gets treated in any way differently from every other child in the class. That, for me, is a cornerstone of whatever it is we mean when we use the phrase integration. But you've given me real pause for thought, Jeannie, as the best callers always do. Join Jeannie, 0345 606 0973 is the number you need to do so. And... Why would you do this? 12:17. LBC.